A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One Sabbath, Jesus went to eat a meal at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and people were watching closely. Jesus noticed how some of the guests were choosing the best places, so he told this parable to all of them. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place. It could happen that someone more important than you has been invited, and your host who invited both of you would have to come and say, "Let this one have his place." Then you would be embarrassed and have to sit in the lowest place. Instead, when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that your host will come to you and say, "Come on up, my friend, come up higher." This will bring you honor in the presence of all the other guests. For those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I had a rather beautiful experience when one of my nephews was preparing for his wedding. Prior to the date, my sister sat down with her daughter-in-law-to-be and her son, the groom, as they wanted to spend quality time arranging the seating for the wedding feast. It was rather beautiful to observe the sensitivity and care taken to make sure that all the guests would be comfortable with those who sat at table with them, and that all would feel cared for and, of course, included. Like any wedding party, the invited guests were a cross-section of society, various ages, cultures, faith traditions, families. And so it was quite a challenge ensuring that each invited guest would feel comfortable in the place given to them. Hospitality and friendship were uppermost in the hearts and minds of those hosting the celebration. So, what is it about today's gospel? When I first read the story of the wedding feast, I found myself connecting the sentiments of humility and hospitality to an earlier reading in Luke, namely Mary's song of praise, which we know as the Magnificat. Now, I'm aware that the word and concept humility does not receive a good press these days, and I have to admit that I struggle a little with it also. Yet when I think of humility coming from the Latin word humus, the earth, and think of humility as knowing my rightful place, living in the truth, because that's really what humility is, then I have a different feeling about humility. And in Mary's song, we celebrate what God has done for her in looking upon her lowliness, her humility. It seems when we are aware of humility that all is gift, and there is no sense of having to earn or even deserve God's choice. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Each story in Scripture about Mary tells us as much about ourselves as it does about her. Now, the title in today's Gospel, Humility and Hospitality, is very interesting. Jesus, who emptied himself to become one of us, reminds us of the importance of both of these aspects of life. Knowing our rightful place, waiting to receive the hospitality of the divine host, who summons us with the words, "Friend, come up higher." Perhaps we can ask ourselves, am I sufficiently vulnerable? Because that's what humility is. Am I able to wait, to let Jesus wait on me, to call me friend, and to invite me to a place of intimacy? Knowing our place as a guest is not really about us. Rather, it's about recognizing God as our host, God who issues the invitation and gives us our place of honor. Friend, come up higher. In the gospel reading, we are told that Jesus noticed the guests who tried to take the best seats. This sense of Jesus noticing, being aware, is a strong theme throughout the whole gospel. Just the other day in chapter 13 of Luke, we read about Jesus noticing the woman who had been bent over for 18 years. When Jesus notices, he does something about what he sees. But to be aware is to be centered and focused and to notice what is important. Mary too noticed. We are told in Scripture that she pondered. The word pondering, and like noticing and being aware, is so life-giving. Mary, the mother of Jesus, continues to ponder through all of us as we reflect on the Word and our life experiences, as we live into our own vulnerability, our own nothingness, our own emptiness, so that we can receive all from God as gift. So Mary pondered, and one of her great words that we associate with Mary, of course, is her fiat, let it be done. That was what came from her pondering. Now that is easy to say, fiat. Yet in the life of Mary, when she was asked to be the mother of Jesus, her first response was one of humility. How can this be? For all of us, I think, questioning how can this be comes before we can say, fiat, let it be. In other words, it's a journey from how can this be to let it be. A lifetime, really, of vulnerability, humility and hospitality as we create a space for the divine, space both to give and receive hospitality. So when we focus on self, we can get trapped in a false humility. You know, we often hear, oh, I'm not worthy, oh, I can't do this or that. Let us take Mary as our model. She knew how to receive hospitality. She looked to God to find her rightful place. God, who is mighty, has done great things in me. Let it be done unto me. In the Eucharist, as in a wedding feast, we are invited to the table and into parables like today's one told by Jesus. And a wedding feast is frequently a biblical image of the heavenly banquet. So we can hear this parable today reminding us that those who are most distinguished in God's eyes because of their humble love may be the very ones that we consider to be of little worth. The poor, the vulnerable, those little in their own eyes who know their place. These are the ones who are welcome and the honored guests and are hearing the word, friend, come up higher. I'd like to conclude with a quote from a beautiful poem called Love Bade Me Welcome. It's by George Herbert. Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back. But quick-eyed love drew near to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. I, unkind, ungrateful? I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand, and smiling did reply, You must sit down and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat. Friend, come up higher.